Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Angie Castillo coming to you from a beautiful day here in California. I am beyond excited today because I have my best friend on the line. Can you say hello, Dr. Lisa?
Hi, everyone.
Dr. Lisa? Good morning.
Hello.
I'm excited to have you on today's show. And just to touch on, I've known Lisa is my best friend, and she is just the most amazing person that I've ever met. I mean, there's so many good people in life, but it's just like I think when I met Lisa, she was just the biggest blessing in my life. And I know that today she's going to bless everybody, and she is a naturopath. And I'm just going to let her introduce herself because she's just so amazing. So can you just tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. I am a naturopath. I have several ancillary certifications, such as applied clinical nutritionist and holistic health practitioner. I'm also a licensed chiropractor. And I have studied and practiced in the field of functional medicine for the past 20 years. So I use food and nutrition to help people look and feel better, targeting mm-hmm. whatever their health condition is.
Oh, that is so awesome. I know that we're going to get into some great conversations today, but I always like to start off with prayer. So is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So, dear Father God, we just come before you, Father, and we just lift up this conversation today. Father God, that your will be done, Father God, and that we're able to reach all the people that need to hear this today, Father God. We thank you for Lisa, Father God, that she was able to say yes today and to our callers that are listening in. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank you again for saying yes. And I would like to ask, I always ask all my guests, how do you consider yourself a dreamer, an influencer, a catalyst? What would you say that you fall into?
Certainly a catalyst. So when we're speaking in the science realm of what I do, catalysts are things that promote other things. And I absolutely help people promote their health, up-level their health, optimize their health. So I would say catalyst for sure.
Yes, that is you for sure. You are one that creates change wherever you go. So I'm just so great. I mean, it's just so good that, like, I just see your gifting and you're just so good at helping people. So in that sense, that's why I see you're just such a huge catalyst. I know that you've done chiropractic work, and you've been a nutritionist with functional medicine, and you've been practicing for so many years. And, you know, it's like, where do we even start? Like, I was thinking today, it's like, where could we even start? And I wanted to ask you, you know, first off, it's like, how did you end up starting your business? How did you end up with holistic medicine?
Well, you know, I think I was pre-programmed for some of it because I remember back even when I was, you know, 10 years old, sitting on my bed in my bedroom, and I could hear all the kids playing and laughing outside, and I was sitting there reading the medical encyclopedia or some magazine that I could get my hands on that would have articles on nutrition. And I would love it when my mom would take me to the health food store. I loved all the health food. I loved walking up and down the supplement aisles, and I was really fascinated by the fact that there were all of these natural products that God gifted to us on this earth that could heal our bodies. And I didn't really realize the impact that would have later on until in my 20s I started developing some pretty severe health issues. And I think looking back, I can recall being a very young girl and, you know, just being doubled over in pain, in abdominal pain every single day, but thinking it was normal because I had it every day. I didn't know. And so in my 20s,
wow.
my health issues got to the point where I had to seek some medical care, and the doctors couldn't figure anything out. They kept telling me, well, we can't find anything, so here's some Prozac, literally. And, you know, it was a little discouraging. You know, I'm going to this professional to get some answers and to get some relief, and you're basically telling me that I'm crazy. And I started seeking alternative options. So I, you know, I'd meet people or I'd look up practitioners. And keep in mind, we didn't really have the internet full blown then. I don't even think, you know, these things were available to find on the internet. And so we didn't have that vast resource to reference, but I would just meet people and they would say, hey, try this. Like someone I worked with said, hey, come down to see my natural doctor in LA. And we went down there and, you know, he took one look at me and he says, oh, you're having this and this and this. And I was blown away that this man who I had, you know, seen for 5 minutes could tell me what was going on with me. And then he gave me herbs and I got better. And, you know, I stopped going and the health problems would recur. So I would seek someone else and et cetera, et cetera. And I started in this career actually as a massage therapist. And so down at massage school back in the 90s, the early 90s, you'd meet all kinds of health practitioners or people who would know, have their own health practitioners. And that's when I really started going to these doctors who did the functional medicine and lots of nutrition. I started working in a friend's office who was a chiropractor, and she gave me, she said, let's do a detox on you. And I had no idea what that was. I was a bit intimidated by it, to be honest with you. And I ate a really clean diet, and I took some supplements, and it radically changed my life. And that impressed upon me so much that I remember the moment in time. I was living down in a little studio apartment in Newport Beach, and my life was pretty simple. I would get up and go surfing, and I would, you know, do some massages, and I was a personal trainer at the time, and I would go work my afternoon shift at the gym and work out. And all of a sudden, it felt like a lightning bolt hit me. And I knew it was from God. And I heard, go to chiropractic college. And it literally shocked me. Like I had a physical sensation in my body. And so I went. And I think I was thinking at the time that I would really get a lot of education on the nutrition, but I didn't. And that's what led me to go to naturopathic school. And then, you know, the rest is history. So that's how I got into it. And I continued to seek answers for my own health problems through, you know, seminars and continuing education and whatnot. So that's how it all went down.
It seems like you have such a deep passion to help others that, you know, sometimes we think about it's like, well, like we kind of wonder, it's like, why would this be happening to me? Like, why do I go through all these sicknesses or, you know, yada, yada, yada. But then on the flip side, you also got to learn so much. I mean, even as a child, like you were learning so much and it just created this sense of like, I want to know more and I want to learn more because I've seen these herbs, what they can do, but yet you turn it around and now you're helping others. And I know that you're not taking special cases so much now, but you've taken on cases that most people, like they don't know, regular doctors don't know what to do with them. And how does that even make you feel that you can help others like in such a way?
Well, I'm always looking to get the message out because there's so much help available. And conventional medicine is very valuable in the right situation. So if you are bleeding, don't come to me. If you have gotten in a car accident and, you know, you need some emergency medicine, go to the ER. Go get your conventional medicine workups as well. I always encourage people, go to your regular doctor and have your doctor clear you of any pathology. So conventional medicine looks at the black and the white, okay? You're either healthy or there's something really wrong with you. And a lot of the testing methods that they use, you have to be pretty far along and advanced in your chronic illness in order for anything to show up on their blood test or scan or whatnot. And so I'll send them off to their doctor and get cleared of the pathology or the real, you know, sickness. And then they say, yeah, my doctor couldn't find anything. I had everything under the sun, scoped, scanned, poked, you know, tested. And yet I don't feel well. I'm tired all the time. I have weight gain that no matter what, how much I diet and exercise, I can't lose weight. I have gut issues.
Wow.
I'm constantly bloated or I'm constipated or I have skin rashes or I get headaches so bad I can't work or, you know, whatever the issue is. And they'll tell me, well, my doctor can't find anything wrong. So what we do in functional medicine is we work in that gray area. Because there are physiological changes taking place at this level that is not yet detectable by conventional method means. And so we have functional medicine testing that, you know, we're really doing this specialized testing that your doctors don't even know about. And we're putting the pieces together for each individual's puzzle. And that's really the message that I strive to get out because people don't know. People are living with suffering in their bodies. People are living with these ailments that their doctor is trying to medicate the symptom for, but the underlying cause and what's driving that symptom in the first place continues to not only be there but advance and get worse and worse and worse. So that's what excites me, is that there is hope. There is a possibility for someone to find not just relief, because what I do is not about just getting you out of discomfort. I really want to optimize your health from the foundation up.
Wow. Well, I'll share. I know that you know my journey and, you know, talk about personal training. Well, back in 2010, I was working from 5 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, and I was training people. So, you know, when you're training people, you have to your energy level has to be up, especially when you have clients every 30 minutes. Yes.
Right.
And my sessions, I was working for LA Fitness, and all my sessions were 30 minutes. So that meant that I had to keep going and going and going and high level energy with my clients to keep them going. And for me, the only way I can do that was by drinking coffee. And what started to happen is because I was eating less because I didn't have enough time to eat. So I would drink coffee. I would probably eat like tiny little bits of food because I had to rush on to my next client. So as a result of that, I didn't realize that my stress was going through the roof. Even though I didn't realize
Absolutely.
That there was stress, I was causing stress in my body. And for the first time
my
life, I mean, I've been skinny all my life, but you know, it's like, of course I had muscle at that time, but what started to happen is I started to see fat on me, like ugly fat
mm-hmm.
around my waist and my arms. And I couldn't explain it because I'm like, I'm not even really eating. Well, it got to the point that I couldn't take any more clients on. And I was just beyond exhausted all the time. And it came to the point where it's like, I just have to finish. I can't be taking any more clients. And I ended up leaving the gym as a trainer because I myself was in a place where now I need help. But
I can imagine,
I started going to the doctor and trying to see, like, what's going on with me. And the doctors kept saying, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And one doctor actually said, you're just depressed. I'm like, I'm not depressed. I work out every day. I'm, you know, and he wanted to give me medication for depression. I'm like, I am not depressed. And things just got worse. Now I started feeling dizzy and wasn't sleeping. And it wasn't until I met you that that's when you said, well, it's probably adrenal fatigue. And I had
absolutely
no idea what that was.
Classic case.
Doctors, yes, doctors never bring that up. They never dealt with my gut. And because of you, I started learning how to treat it. And little by little, my body has been able to recover, which, you know, it's just a godsend that I was like clueless and the doctors could not figure out what was wrong with me. And especially like the dizziness was just driving me crazy, where it's like I was just dizzy all the time. And yet I was getting fatter and fatter, and I couldn't understand it, because here I am. I was your typical case of skinny fat, where I was thin, but yet I had so much fat on me, like cellulite fat. And that was just, I couldn't comprehend it. But just for you to be able to help people, and I know that you help a lot of women with their hormones. Can you touch on that a little bit, like how you help women with their hormones?
Sure. So when you go, a lot of women will go to the doctor with PMS or infertility or perimenopausal symptoms, hot flashes and mood swings, insomnia, or, you know, if it's on the PMS range, they're bloated before their cycle starts, or they're, you know, they just feel crazy, or however their PMS shows up. And they'll go to their doctor, and their doctor will give them a blood test for, you know, to check the hormones if they're lucky. And then their only option is really to put you on birth control pills, which completely overrides your whole endocrine system, your hormone system. So what we do instead is we run something. I'll usually run what's called a Dutch test, and this is a dried urinary test where you just get a little envelope packet that has little test strips, and you take the test at home and you send the test strips off to the lab, and they'll tell me everything about your hormones. And that gives me a lot more information than, let's say, a blood test, because I want to know, are you, I don't want to just know how much estrogen is floating around in your blood. I want to know, are you breaking that estrogen down and getting rid of it? Because if you're not, you have this estrogen toxicity that's causing all of these hormonal issues in you, and your doctor isn't going to see that on the blood test. We'll test your adrenals. We'll test your cortisol levels. Cortisol, I don't know if many people know this, but cortisol is a hormone that responds to stress placed upon the body, and it comes out of the adrenal gland. And it doesn't matter if that stress is a mental, emotional stress, a physical stress, like you burning the candle at both ends and living off coffee. Coffee would actually push some cortisol out into circulation. Or it can be gut infections, or it can be food intolerances. Or there are all these drivers that push cortisol out. Now, your cortisol is absolutely necessary. We should have that. It should elevate if we're under stress. Like everyone has heard of a stress response or a fight or flight, where, you know, if you're being chased by a lion, your adrenaline better kick in so that your muscles can go faster and unnecessary bodily functions can stop. So all of your energy can go to fleeing and saving your life. And on a day-to-day basis in modern life, that could look like having to slam on the brakes to avoid an accident. Or you're running late to work and you're stuck in traffic. And there's that stress response that we all know very well. But once the stress is removed, everything should go back to normal and cortisol should come back down. But when we have these chronic stressors, like lifestyle issues, where we're, because of our lifestyle, we can't eat on time and we're stressing our blood sugar and we're drinking coffee to keep going, or we have, you know, financial stress, or we have family stress, or whatever these things are, or you have gut infections, that's a huge one, or you're intolerant to gluten or dairy or something like that, but you're eating it every day, three times a day, and you're every time you do, it's causing stress in your body, that cortisol kicks in there as well. And when cortisol elevates and stays high for a while, it starts telling the body to pack on fat. And guess where it puts it?
Wow.
Right around the middle. So if you see someone with that spare tire look, that's usually cortisol. And so what we want to do is run this Dutch test so that we can see, are your cortisol levels too high or too low? Because that will guide us to what supplements would work best. So the supplements aren't one size fits all. We need to test so that we know what we're dealing with, because somebody who has chronically high cortisol is going to receive a different treatment than someone who has had such high cortisol for so long that the body goes, okay, enough is enough. Let's start lowering the cortisol. Even though we need it, we're going to downregulate it. And that's what a lot of people refer to as that adrenal fatigue state. And so what people don't, another thing people don't understand, or that the conventional doctors don't get into, is the fact that your adrenal hormones have a huge influence over your female hormones, your estrogen and progesterone, and even your testosterone. Females do have testosterone. And then also your thyroid hormones. And so when it comes to the endocrine system, all hormones affect all of other hormones. And so unless you're really looking at all the hormones and what they're doing and who is stealing from whom, you're not addressing the entire picture. And so we'll run a Dutch test, and then we'll support the patient based on what we find. And that can avoid a lot of problems, especially down the road. If you have good adrenals, you can breeze your way through menopause without the movement, without the insomnia and the hot flashes and all of that. Because as the ovaries begin to decline in producing their estrogen and progesterone, the adrenals kick in and they will produce a small amount. It won't be as much as the ovary, but it will be enough to stabilize you. And that's why, you know, some women just have no problem at all, and others, you know, have this whole catastrophe going on when they enter menopause. So all of these things tie in.
Yes.
That's what I deal with.
Well, that leads me to my next question. If you could just tell us a little bit about your programs as we're coming to the end of the show. If you could just share with us a little bit with the audience, like how can we get a hold of you with the programs that you do?
Well, what I do have some DIY programs, but most of my patients start with a free 15-minute consultation. And so my website, I have three websites, but the one I would direct you to is detoxwithdrlisa.com. Just go up to the tab right there and click work with me, and you can schedule your own free 15-minute consultation. And the purpose of that is to see, are we a good fit for each other? And where do you fall? Are you so far along that we need to do some major intervention, or can you just do a quick program to get things back on track? And what I do is I custom create, or, you know, I don't do a one size fits all for everyone. I want to customize your protocol, and typically we want to add in a detox portion. It may come later on in the work that you do, but that's always really important. I'll customize a program for you, or we'll run some blood work, or we'll run a Dutch test, or we'll run a GI test, or whatever we need to do to get you the answers that you have not yet found and still are in need of help with. So that's the best way, and then I can direct you from there.
Wow. You've been so helpful, and I just wanted to just kind of finish up with what would be your greatest asset in helping others?
Honestly, it's probably that I feel like I have had just about every health condition under the sun. I mean, my gosh, there's something called a healer's journey, and oftentimes we in the health field have to go through our own health crises to see what it's like firsthand and to see what the process of digging ourselves out of that looks like firsthand. And I really have dealt with it all. I've dealt with the adrenals, the gut, the infections, the hormones, the autoimmunity, you name it, I have likely dealt with it. And I've also been working with people for 20 years. So I've seen a lot of cases, and I've learned that you have to think outside the box in what I do and be able to pivot through the healing process with people.
Wow, today's talk was just so beautiful and so informational on how you shared.
Oh, good.
And I thought it was just important to share with everyone because I see so many people struggling with health issues. And especially, you know, I know that the beginning of the year is around the corner, but so many people get on this thing where it's like, I'm going to lose weight. But then what happens 2 months later is that they don't lose the weight. And primarily it's because something's going on with, they actually have a health problem. It's not just the weight problem. So I thought, it's like, why not bring you on and, you know, let's talk about the health stuff, because being overweight, it's just more than just being overweight. And I'm like,
there's usually
let's touch
something
on this
wrong.
Because, oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
So it's like, let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation and let's get educated about this, which you did such an amazing job at doing that today. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on today's call.
My pleasure.
I truly appreciate it. And I will be sharing your social media contacts and so people can contact you. And if there's anything that you can leave this conversation with, if you can just share.
Well, I would say that God has well equipped this earth with what we need to heal. And when we go back to the basics and we eat the foods that were available in the garden, and when we eat the food that comes out of the earth, that is the foundation to health.
Wow. So beautifully said.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having me on.
Thank you. Ending today's show on such a great note, and definitely get in touch with Dr. Lisa, and I will be sending all her social links, so definitely check below on the bio. Thank you, and have a beautiful and amazing day. Thank you for being on today's show, Dr. Lisa. Bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.